It's 1021. Some call it Obamacare. The real name of the law is the Affordable Care Act, the big health insurance plan Democrats pushed through Congress. Here's a surprise. Affordable care may not be all that affordable. Joining us to talk about this is Brian Failer of Bloomberg News, Congress reporter. Brian, welcome. What's the story all about?
Hi, thanks for having me. The story essentially is looking at something that sometimes gets lost in the debate over the Affordable Care Act, which is that the government is going to help an awful lot of people get insurance, but it's not going to pay for everything. And some of those people could be surprised at how much they're going to be expected to pay.
Give us an example.
Well, if you're the Kaiser Family Foundation has done some of the preliminary estimates. We don't know exactly how much people are going to pay until 2014 when this whole thing gets going. But they estimate, for example, that a family of four making about $75,000 will be responsible for paying about $7,125 in premiums. And then they would be responsible for about $8,000 in cost sharing beyond that. And that's even after taking into account all the subsidies they'll get from the government.
I was taken in your story by a quote by Ron Pollack, head of Families USA, one of the most influential Washingtonians who helped push through the big health care bill. You quote him in your story about the Affordable Care Act saying, there will be still be a significant number of people who cannot afford health coverage. Now, maybe I missed this, but I don't remember talk like that during all the debate.
It got lost. It won't be affordable for everyone. It'll be more affordable, especially if you have pre-existing conditions. A lot of these people cannot buy insurance at any price. And compared to that, their coverage will be far more affordable than it would be otherwise in the absence of this law.
You point out. Go ahead.
But it'll still be a significant amount of money.
Mm-hmm. And you point out that, of course, the Supreme Court has upheld this law. And I wonder, in the process of putting this story together, if you deduced how the process is going, getting everything in place as we approach the deadlines to enact this law.
I think you still have a ways to go. a number of states have not decided, whether they even want to go along with them. Part of this is, expanding Medicaid. And a number of states have not decided whether they want to do that. The administration has not spelled out all the rules on how exactly all this is going to work. So there's still a ways to go.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us.